And that is an opening song for another edition of Darts.
Darts, the Decatur Area Arts Council podcast. Welcome.
That would be the Dairy Arts, wouldn't it?
If you speak French, yes.
I'm Jay.
I'm Jerry.
And we're going to talk about all things arts in and around the Decatur area. And we'll start off, I think, talking about what we hit on last episode.
Right. We talked with Sue Powell, our gallery director here at the Madden Arts Center, and she let us know all about what was coming, and it is currently here. The International Arts Experience is Eastern Europe Kindred Cultures, and that exhibit runs from the beginning of June all the way until the end of July, so it's currently in our Ann Lloyd Gallery. We had a great opening event.
Fantastic last opening Friday. Event. Three floors of activity. At any given time, every single floor was packed full of people.
Right. Great exhibit down here on the first floor. Mm-hmm. Second floor, Jenny Cowgill, our education coordinator, had a lot of fun arts activities for all ages. And there were people making wax-resist eggs and their own little folding Ukrainian...
Like egg dolls.
Yeah, nesting dolls.
Nesting dolls, yeah.
Yeah, those were awesome. And then up on the third floor, of course, was food prepared by... Bizou from East European Recipes, along with a little drink. And then, of course, the Chicago Cossacks, musicians from Chicago, obviously, playing traditional folk music from East European countries, Russia, Ukraine, Romania, Hungary. And then a great dancer who was teaching the people who were on hand how to do East European folk dancing. And we had a good crowd up there on their feet learning some of those dance steps.
And we also had Dr. Mike Lockett up there. He's the Normal Storyteller from Normal, Illinois. He's been all over the world, and he is a teller of folk tales. And he did that, and these are interactive stories. The audience is involved from their seats, but also he would pull people up and give them funny hats, and they were animals and characters. And
the thing I really enjoyed about him, not only was he a great storyteller, but when it was then time for the musicians to play and the dancer to dance, he had a past, in his past life, he actually was involved in that kind of thing. He really enjoyed watching and listening. He was clapping, he was whistling. He had a great time the entire evening, even when he wasn't performing.
And he had music in his act as well. He had some playing and some picking, and
it was just a great evening.
It really was. That third floor was hopping. The amount of people, you know, you mentioned getting up and dancing. I mean, it was the number of people, but also the enthusiasm of them. They were
all
loving
ages.
It.
All ages. Yep.
So yeah. And really, the gallery, make a point of coming in and checking that out, because Sue Powell has done just an amazing job. She always calls this an archaeological dig, but Now that the pieces are in place and you can actually see what is in the gallery, oh my gosh, yeah, there are some neat things.
A couple of my favorite things. There is a woodcut of a character from Slovakia folklore, and his name is Janusik, and he is the Slovakian equivalent to Robin Hood. I thought it was kind of fun that many cultures in Europe had a folk character who was very much like Robin Hood, who robbed from the rich and gave to the poor. Another one of my favorite items is a series of nesting dolls, Ukrainian nesting dolls, only they are the premiers of the Soviet Union, starting
those
with
are
Stalin
amazing.
And ending with Yeltsin. I think they're pretty hilarious.
You say Stalin, I say Ron Burgundy from Parks and Recreation.
Okay.
Go take another look at them.
They look very similar. It's the mustache.
It is. I have not done my due diligence in actually reading about a lot of the things out there, but I know one of the things that every time I exit our office area and head back in, I am greeted by that mask. It looks like it is an abominable snowman of some sort, a Yeti.
Yeah, Sue was actually surprised to find a mask in her archaeological dig of Eastern European culture. Last year we did Africa. That was our international arts experience, and they have a strong tradition of masks in Africa. So she was a little surprised to find a mask that was related to an East European culture. So yeah, that's some added fun.
There are also some really intricate toys that are on display, and they're the
no
kind
touching
of,
by the way
no touching as I have been reminded many a time. But you know, they're the kind of toy where, you know, you pull the little string and then they move. They have been carved out of wood and they have joints and they are amazing.
What Sue told me, which is interesting, is yes, they have a little weight that dangles from them. That weight is not to be pulled. You actually hold the paddle and swirl the weight, and the spinning of the weight and the string beneath it causes the mechanism to act.
See, I wouldn't know that because I wasn't allowed to touch it. It's great. It's a great exhibit. Yeah. Get in here. What are the hours, Jerry?
It's Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, and on Saturday, 10 to 2.
Awesome. Quickly, I want to, before we get to our main topic for this episode, I want to touch on murals. There's been some recent activity with regards to the murals.
Right. We have two new mural locations for 2019. One has had an artist selected. There is a mural that will be going up on the corner of Water Street and El Dorado, and local artist Eric Weatherford will be painting one there. We don't usually release the image to the community. We let everyone enjoy watching it unfold.
Because it's a cool process.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He is a very busy guy. He's painting murals all over the place, and he will not begin that work until the end of July. So we're getting his materials together and scheduling some equipment. So there's that. We also have a mural that has been in progress since last fall on Wood Street. It is the Unstoppable Locomotive, and the two artists, Amy and Michelle, are still working on that, and we'll be wrapping up that mural this mural painting season.
The Unstoppable Locomotive was briefly stopped by weather.
Exactly. And winter.
And winter, yeah.
And then the other location is way out on East William Street Road, and we have not selected an artist or a design for that one yet. Still working with the building owner on that. So that's the latest about murals here in Decatur.
Good stuff. All right, so we're going to move to the meat of this episode.
The Decatur Craft Beer Festival. And I was just recently on Talk 101 with Scott Buswoom and Doug Wolf during an interview. And we discussed this because they will be a primary sponsor for the Decatur Craft Beer Festival this year.
Well, that makes it way easier on us, Jerry. Yeah. Let's just go to that and hear what you had to say.
Okay.
We got a big event coming up.
It's still a little ways out, but we're really excited about it. It's the Decatur Craft Beer Festival.
People not familiar with it. This is really a fun afternoon.
It really is. It's from 1 to 6 p.m. on Saturday, August 24th, in a big tent right out in front of the Arts Council between the Arts Council and BC Bank. We close off that block.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine. Last year we had rain, but we still had a great event.
I checked the long-range forecast. It's going to be dry that day.
Excellent. Thanks, Doug. Anytime. Appreciate that. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great, great afternoon with our local brewery partners, Decatur Brew Works, Door 4 Brewing, and Golden Fox Brewing. They'll all be there, but we're going to have brewers from all over Illinois, from Springfield, Champaign-Urbana, Monticello, a few from the Chicago area as well. We're still working on bringing in more. Right now, I think we have 18 or 19 local brewers who will be bringing their specially crafted beers and ciders with them. In addition, we have a committee made up of some of our local brewers who are going to be selecting some additional bottle and canned craft beers that are distributed by local distributors to be a part of that event as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Again, the tickets are $50.
They're $30.
$30
a piece.
See, it's a discount from what I said.
That's right.
Because you heard it here on Bus Boom and Wolf, you only have to pay $30.
$30. And you get souvenir tasting glass along with 8 tasting tickets. We'll have a bunch of volunteer folks pouring the beers for everybody to taste.
I'm usually a designated driver. Can I get like a soft drink?
$10.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're a designated driver, you can get soft drinks and water for just $10 to accompany whoever you're with, who's paying that $30 to drink.
Frequently, I'm encouraged to buy the $30 ticket. That way I can hand it off to...
you can give your 8 tasting tickets to somebody else.
Somebody else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you decide you need more than 8, you can buy additional tasting tickets there at the event as well.
Okay, very nice.
We'll have some live music. Local band Lunar Jive Machine is going to be playing in the later.
Lunar Jive Machine.
They play old school funk stuff, you know, like Earth, Wind & Fire and Commodores and Stevie Wonder and stuff like that.
This is my kind of music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're really a lot of fun. And you guys, the Cromwell Radio Group, one of our major supporters and sponsors for the event. So we really appreciate that.
We're going to be looking forward to pouring some of the beer down there that weekend.
Yeah, we're working on gathering a bunch of volunteers because we're going to need a bunch. We'll have lots and lots of tables for people to pour drinks. We'll have a few food trucks down there where you can buy something to eat, lunch or a snack. Saks Food Truck, Bricks Exquisite Eats, and D Dirty Burger will be on hand.
The what?
D Dirty Burger.
Have
you never had a D Dirty Burger burger?
That is an amazing place to eat.
They are a gourmet burger food truck.
Oh, really? Where's this at?
They travel around. They're a food truck.
Doug?
I see.
Uh-huh.
Doug?
They're mobile.
You actually had one of these?
Yes, I did, because they were at the Decatur Civic Center before, and I enjoyed it. And let me tell you, when you have a D Dirty Burger, you'll not look at burgers the same way ever again.
A couple of years ago, the Arts Council had them at our Arts in Central Park. And yeah, they are really, really
Dirty burger.
Yeah, extraordinary burgers. Do you get tickets by going to DCBFest.com.
That's DCBFest.
Decatur Craft Beer Festival. DCBFest.com and pick up your tickets. What I want to also mention for those people who are really into their craft beer, we have a VIP event on Friday evening that precedes this festival. And it's $100 to attend that. It's at the Arts Council on our third floor. There's going to be a room full of craft beers that are really difficult to find in central Illinois, rare beers, and a few that are going to be crafted by some of the local breweries as well. And some gourmet hors d'oeuvres and a silent auction. And not only do you get to attend that event on Friday night, but your $100 VIP ticket also gets you into the festival on Saturday with a few extra tasting tickets beyond that eight. I think you get 12 as a VIP. And then we'll have a special VIP area. So when you want to just take a load off and relax for a minute, you can just go down and sit down and have a little snack.
So pull out your calendar, mark down August 24th. I've got something for you to do that day, and that's this.
The Decatur Craft Beer Festival. Go to
Decatur Craft Beer Festival.
DCBFest.com and get your tickets.
I am 100% excited about this. Again, tickets are on sale now. These things are going to be hot.
And we like to think it's time to celebrate Oktoberfest. Since it's in August, we're calling it
Oktoberfest.
That's right.
Attaboy.
Yeah, we're a little bit ahead of the curve with our celebration. So DCBFest.com or just give us a call down at the Arts Council to find out more about the Decatur Craft Beer Festival.
Sounds like fun.
And we are certainly always looking for sponsors. If you'd like to support that event, we already have a few on board. And by supporting that event, they support the Arts Council and all the things that we do.
That's really great.
So that's what it's all about. It's a great community event, yes, and it's a great craft beer event, yes, but it's also a way for the Decatur community to support the Arts Council and all the arts activities that we support and, and program. So come on down. Give us a call. Check it out.
All right. So that was Jerry talking about things with the Decatur Craft Beer Festival, and we're going to wrap things up here and get into our look ahead, what we are excited about. And I think we agreed last week what we were excited about.
Yeah,
this week is the same.
Exactly, yeah. You and I are both going to take a class offered by the Decatur Area Arts Council. Mm-hmm. Jenny Calgo put this together, our education coordinator, and we're both real excited about it. It is called the
Decoupage Mod Chairs.
Hey, look at that. Jenny Calgill sitting right here with us.
Yeah, here I am.
Jenny, what is this class? Let everybody know why we are so excited about it. What's the class going to be?
Okay, first of all, you get a really cool chair. It's a mod-looking chair. It's just a really unique chair.
Where do we get those chairs?
Where do we get them?
Yeah.
We got them from McDonald's.
That's right. The West El Dorado Street McDonald's was remodeling and they called us and said, we've got a bunch of these cool plastic chairs. Would you like them? And Jenny said, well, heck yeah, we'd like them because they'd make a great art project.
They sure would.
So that's what we're doing.
And you have fashioned a great art project around these chairs.
Yes, and it's super cool and you can do anything you want. You just take images and you send them to me and I copy them off and we use a certain kind of glue and a certain kind of technique and we glue it all over the chair and then we cover it with something to make it more permanent.
So I want you to set this up for people so they can really visualize it. Describe your chair that you have done as sort of the test on this.
Sure. Well, I love movies and I love movies of all kinds, but I got pictures of images of movies from like the 1920s to the 1960s.
Mainly poster artwork, right?
Poster artwork, some of like famous art, actors and actresses that I like and, you know, foreign films, all kinds of films. And I cut them out. I have big images, medium images, small images that repeat themselves. And then I just glue them all over the chair. And there's a certain technique, you know, that you have to use in order to make it work well. But it just the end product, I think, turned out really well.
So it's a big collage of, of images,
basically a big collage
on a chair.
Yep.
Which is kind of what decoupage means, making a collage on an object.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and you can do it on all sorts of things, but we chose to do it on a chair.
Yeah, because it's going to be really cool.
We're
talking about how excited we are about this and how cool it's going to be. Unfortunately, that class is full.
Yeah.
We only had so many chairs that McDonald's would give us, and the people who heard about this class stormed in and signed up and filled it up. So we're excited, and it's full. But
there are plenty of other classes to get excited about, right?
Yes, we still have a lot of classes. classes left, and we have a lot coming up. Like we have an oil pastel landscape on June 29th, which is coming up, which should be fun. It's for all ages, so kids can come, adults can come, kids can come, and parents or grandparents could come half price. We've got Despicable Me coming up on June 28th from 6 to 9. So it's a great way to like drop off your kids if you want to go like.
So that's more than just an art class.
It is. It's like a party. You know, we're watching movies, we're eating food, we're eating popcorn, playing games, doing art projects. So
unleashing your inner minion.
That's right. And everybody goes away with a free little stuffed minion.
Yeah, they do.
Uh-huh. So that's Phil.
He's super cute.
Yeah. Or maybe it's Kevin. I'm not sure.
And then next week, starting Monday, so you got to sign up really quick. These have always been really popular. We have our Art with the Masters day camp. So it's for 5 days and you learn about all these different famous artists and then you do art projects connected with them. So that's a lot of fun. You do some sculpture, painting, oil pastel. So all different kinds of mediums. So you get your hands dirty and try all different kinds of things to find out what you love.
How do they find out for themselves more about these classes? How can they sign up for these classes?
Well, you can get on our website, educatorarts.org, and you can check them all out and then sign up online, or you could come on in and sign up at the Arts Council, check out the exhibit, which is awesome, the International Arts Exhibit. Then also, you can also sign up for the International Arts Camp, which is the same kind of deal. It's not till July, but we're doing all sorts of projects connected to the exhibit.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, I think that's going to do it for this edition of the Darts Podcast. My name is Jay.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Jenny.
And thank you for tuning in. We'll talk at you next time.